This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Democratic congressional candidate for the 2nd District of North Carolina, Clay Aiken.
Yeah!
Yay!
Clay Aiken for the win.
Yes.
I want a singer from Spamalot to go to Congress. we need some more happy singing congressmen.
You know, that is so funny. I did not expect you to actually start off just coming right into that, but good for you, Robert. Yeah, you are in the Clay Aiken camp, aren't you?
I totally listen. I vote everybody who's ever been on American Idol. Replace everybody who's ever in Congress right now.
There you go.
That's where I'm at. Come on.
There you go. Dude, you totally surprised me on that. I'm just like, yeah. Now, how many people out there, show of hands,
right,
know that American Idol should have been champion?
Clay Aiken.
Is actually running for Congress and may be a congressman by the end of the night.
Yeah, not to make an insensitive large person joke, but the guy who won threatened to eat the judge if Clay Aiken won. You know,
Ruben stuttered. Yes.
Yeah, remember Ruben, right?
I
just tell you what, I just you know, when we talk about election coverage, of course, it's election day in America today, the midterm elections. I tend to lean irreverent more than sacrosanct because I just don't believe that voting's going to change anything. Now,
no.
On a local level, I will give you some cred there. Yeah, you can have impact more on a local level. And with some of these referendums, you know, these things that are on there like cannabis, GMO labeling bill, these things do have an impact. I agree. But simply replacing a Republican with a Democrat or a Democrat with a Republican, not a lot of evidence you can show me that it makes a huge impact. Now, this is disappointing to some folks out there, I recognize, that are still invested in it. But I think the very participation with this system sets you up, not only for failure, but sets you up as a citizen subject to the jurisdiction of those dunderheads who would make laws that don't apply to them to keep you just like, again, Lucy and the football one more time. Kick it this time. I will not move the football, I promise. You know, show me the evidence. I'll be happy. I'll be the first one to say, hey, look, oh, look, the voting made a difference this time. That'll be great. Great news. Let's see what happens here. How do they predict this already, Super Don?
Don't you love that?
Polls just closed in Kentucky.
Yes. Within the last 10 minutes, Fox News is already projecting that Mitch McConnell and, get this, Lindsey Graham will be winning their election.
Yeah. Quite honestly, I wanted both of them to be gone. Just Senator Mitch McConnell, somebody needs to check his green card, because if there ever was an alien in Kentucky, and I don't mean he's not from Mexico, he's from another planet, that guy. Come on, look at him.
You know what? He gives credence to the shape-shifting lizard people conspiracy. He does. He kind of has that whole iguana look to him.
Well, send him and Lindsey Graham to the planet Zubla Dubla and let them deal with him.
Yeah, God. I don't know. You know, look, it's going to be crazy. I will be watching it just because I'm kind of a news junkie. This is kind of like the Super Bowl for me.
Right.
I really don't pay attention or care during the season, but when it's election time, I'll watch it. Right.
You're like a Jew that only goes to the temple on Yom Kippur. That's what you're
So, yes, I'm going to watch this.
Is there an LDS equivalent to that one day of the year that the people...
All right, fine, yes, Easter and Christmas. But, honestly, I'm going to be looking at North Carolina because I want to see whether Clay Aiken's going to win. That's the one I'm paying attention to.
Yeah, and I think we've covered his race earlier in the year. I don't recall who he's running against. And for all I know, it might be a decent guy. I don't know. I'm not in North Carolina. If you know and you want to call us right now, election night coverage, irreverent as it may be, 866-939-2355, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-2355. Of course, questions of the day, comments of the day, you can put up at robertscottbell.com. Streaming live through GCN, our syndicator, as well as naturalnewsradio.com. And around these world, I've got links up to some upcoming events. If we get a chance to talk about them, we will get to them. The serious side of the election is that I predict not a whole heck of a lot is going to change. And I know you're going to go, bummer, dude. Well, no, I think you probably know. Yeah, you're probably right, Robert. Not a whole heck of a lot is going to change. The health ranger, Mike Adams, our good buddy with Natural News, put out a nice article about no matter who wins, today's election outcome can't stop America's head-on course towards self-destruction. And to me, this is a... If you talk about a drunk or an addict, how do you help them? Do you enable them by pretending them it's going to be all right, just one more drink, it's okay, we can manage it, just one more vote, that'll be the difference, and all will be well? Or do you at some point have to confront the alcoholic and intervene, an intervention, and say, no, you're on a self-destructive path. If you don't stop, you're going to die. And I think Mike Adams does a good job with this article. And I don't know, this is not very irreverent. It's pretty serious, but it's pretty obvious. It's things we've been talking about from the political healing and economic healing perspective for a long time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And he lists, I think, four or five crises that will continue well after this election, even if you throw all the bums out and put the new ones in, which we found didn't happen. Mitch McConnell's back. Lindsey Graham is back. We'll see who else is back as well. Number one on the list here, out of control growth of government and related debt spending. Now, if you think the Republicans gaining control of the Senate, if they do, is going to reduce the size and scope of government, much less the debt spending, you haven't been paying attention to the last, 10 election cycles. Of course, now the national debt is past $17 trillion. And anybody who's a mathematician knows that there is no way that that will ever be repaid. It's completely impossible, and it's inevitable that eventually the so-called Federal Reserve note dollar crisis will come home to roost. At that point, you are dealing with a hyperinflationary death spiral. And, of course, nobody knows when that's going to happen. How much has the military been able to hold forth in keeping that under check by exporting the inflation? And right now, of course, with the dollar still in control via the military gunships that we have, the price of oil is going down because of fracking. We are producing more than any other country, and I think even Saudi Arabia is suffering, much less Russia, who's relied on a lot of money coming in for their oil. So the fracking game is to the destruction of, and we'll get to that, destruction ultimately of the American people. But in the meantime, we're living high on the hog. We're the alcoholics, and we are just having a good old time drinking the Halloween candy with loads of alcohol. We do have a Halloween candy story if we can get to it, don't we, Super Don?
Yes, indeed we do.
Yeah.
Thanks to our buddy Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, it's very funny. Did anybody try this? Tell your kids in the morning after that you ate all of their candy, there's nothing left. It wouldn't work in my household because we give away all the candy because we don't eat
right.
It. But
it is so good. And we've got some audio from that. But honestly, you've got to watch the video because the facial expressions on these kids, it's like, somebody shot the dog or something.
We'll give a listen to it in a little while. Crisis number two, the explosion of global viral pandemics and superbugs. Well, the superbugs are very real. They were created by modern medicine. They're created by doctors. They're created by antibiotics. And even antiviral and antifungal drugs show evidence of their use and abuse in resistant forms of those microbes. Now, the viral pandemics are questionable simply because We don't see a lot of evidence that even Ebola is one virus. But the diseases are real. The disease manifestations are real. People getting ill, very real. We don't dispute that. And, of course, with the wrong-headed notion that modern medicine is, you know, definitely the best on the planet here in America, the Western medical model, allopathic medicine, it's going to drive us headlong into this devastating chronic acute slash crisis, if you will, that no drug will be able to save anybody from, much less a vaccine. So we'll come back to that issue. Crisis number three on the list, the collapse of abundant underground water aquifers. Not only are the water, is it running dry? We've been covering this with Liam Sheff. He's out in California. Hopefully we'll have him back on Friday. Not only are we running out of water in certain areas, but even the aquifers under other areas that are being siphoned off to those areas are going to be impacted. And top it all off with the fracking chemicals, the water coming out of those aquifers, if it gets contaminated, which it could, you don't know what's going to happen there. We'll rapidly run out of our ability to drink any water, even if the water's there, unless we develop some really interesting filtration technologies. And we'll have to talk with Paul Bertiero about that, my buddy, robertswater.com, to see, you know, how will we deal with those fracking chemicals? Because we can deal with heavy metals and pesticides and a lot of things successfully with the technology, the Echo Water. But, again, it's a crisis. It's a big one. And not everybody's prepared for what's happening out there. The Californians are in a state of delusion if they think this water crisis is not going to be bigger than even an oil or energy crisis. Number four, the collapse of the failed medical system that no one can afford. This is huge. We don't have a free market for medicine, haven't had one for a long time, and I've been saying this for years, that no amount of government intervention is going to solve it. In fact, it's made it worse, as we see what happened with Obamacare. For the most part, with few exceptions, the prices have gone up, the unaffordability has gone up or increased. And so none of the votes for the Republicans to control the Senate are going to change that, because the Republican establishment as it stands today says we're not even going to try to repeal Obamacare. We're not going to try to implement a free market reform, because they don't even know what a free market is. Perhaps Rand Paul may know, because his dad certainly did. But outside of that, there's not many free marketeers left in government anymore. And crisis number five, the chemical destruction of croplands and the coming food collapse. The Dust Bowl, the return of the Dust Bowl. I hear that's kind of what this new movie coming out is, Interstellar.
No, yeah.
It's about the planet dying and you can't produce food, so they're out looking for a new home. We won't have that opportunity, because as much as I like sci-fi, interstellar space for human beings in their physical body is not possible, simply because of the radiation, the gamma radiation, the radiation that exists when you're out of the protection of the sun's sphere, so to speak. You won't be able to survive it. Cancer would be instantaneous and death would ensue. Anyway, sorry to bum you out about that, but we had to do some political realities, a little irreverence too. When we come back, we've got some cannabis updates on the election day.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
You know what that means, boys and girls? Yes, it's time for our cannabis update. Special cannabis election update 2014. What is the status of the ballots that are being cast for or against cannabis legalization or cannabis decriminalization, depending on your perspective? And we've got a couple of stories here that are going through it, and there are four states in play right now. Florida is definitely a toss-up, but I'm not hopeful about Florida because it's an amendment that requires 60% of the electorate to vote yay, we want, and this isn't even for recreational, it's just for the right or authorization for medical doctors to write prescriptions. And I think nobody knows which way it's going to go, Super Don. I'm thinking, looking at everything, they're going, dude, we know that most people are cool with it, but 60% is a tall number, especially to counteract Sheldon Adelson and all the millions he threw at the no campaign with all the misinformation they did.
Yeah, well, that's been a major factor, which a lot of people still are scratching the head, going, why is this rich gambling dude from Nevada spending so much money in Florida against this? But obviously there's a lot of financial interest involved there. So you're right. It's a toss up right now. We'll know probably later on this evening, hopefully.
Yeah. In Alaska, they're voting on whether to legalize marijuana fully. And this is an interesting thing because I think that ever since 1975, under the state's constitutional right to privacy, you've been able to have up to 4 ounces in your possession. So in some way they go, well, do we need to legalize it? Isn't it sort of already legal? It's an interesting thing.
Alaska is one of the states that has the highest marijuana use rates already, just as things are right now.
Well, I mean, you got it. You'd be so bummed in the winter there with no sunlight. You got to do something.
Just sit around and get high.
Yeah, vitamin D. Smoke the vitamin D. I don't know what it is. Let's see. If I say Florida is a toss-up. We got Alaska. Mm-hmm. We don't know. It's too close to call. Oregon. Oregon looking good. Where you are probable, or they're predicting the passage here to follow on what Colorado and Washington did. Some people are surprised that Oregon didn't do it already, but evidently that their previous Measure 80 failed because they used references to George Washington and the herb-bearing seed of the Book of Genesis. And I guess in Oregon, they don't like George Washington or the Book of Genesis.
Or the Book of Genesis.
It was,
you know, the language of that bill was, was a poorly written bill. And so they left themselves open to some criticisms that weren't too far-fetched. So this time around, they did a much better job. And, I'm crossing my fingers. Hopefully we'll be state number three.
Yeah. Well, what does Phil Collins have to say? They didn't like Genesis there in Oregon. I don't know.
I don't think he'll be around anytime soon.
No. Okay. Well, hey, D.C., though. Hey, probability is high. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Yes.
That's what it says.
In D.C., the likelihood of passage, this is the wildest one of them all. Because you think about it. In Washington, D.C., the place where the dunderheads in Congress and the judicial branch uphold this executive branch statement that it's a Schedule I drug, highly dangerous, highly addictive, no benefit whatsoever, medicinal or otherwise, and yet the D.C. voters are likely to approve passage of a full-on decriminalization. You can grow up to 6 plants, and you can smoke all you want. I think that's hilarious, quite honestly.
It is. How much more of a ha-ha in your face can you do than to legalize recreational marijuana in Washington, D.C.?
Mm-hmm. Classic, dude. I mean, this is a great gambit to play. And it's like the Washington elites are going to have to go, maybe we should move Washington, D.C., because this doesn't make sense. Right? Maybe they could move it to the planet Zubla Dubla. Like I said, I mean, the people of Zubla Dubla hate me because I like to send all of our stuff that we don't want to them.
Yeah, we're sending a lot there lately.
Or we can't send them to Guam because Guam, a U.S. territory, evidently voted preliminary reports are saying that 56.4% voters approved medical marijuana initiative.
Yeah. So you don't hear about Guam very often, but that's one of those U.S. territories out there.
Mm-hmm. Guam. So it's a mixed bag, but interestingly enough, if only Washington, D.C. goes for recreational weed, that will be a story to tell your children or grandchildren when they're old enough to understand. Now, we talk openly about the issue with our kids about the plants of creation and their use and the abuse and all of that. I hope that you're open and talking about that amongst yourselves, much less your neighbors, friends, relatives. I was wearing my cannabis leaf shirt yesterday, and people said, well, I know where you stand on Amendment 2. Yeah, it's darn straight. So, how dumb, can I say that? Dumb are oncologists, cancer doctors. Yeah. I mean, Dr. Batar would just shake his head and go, yep, yeah, exactly right. Because, you know, anytime I try to say something nice about a doctor, Dr. Batar will go, dude, back off, man. They're just not worthy of praise. Well, we've got a question/comment of the day that's going to get to the heart of that. Oncologist, no less than your teenage snot-nosed health food store worker about certain things, and we're going to get to that after this break. All right, stick around. 866-939-2355. Give me a call.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, I've changed my mind on Clay Aiken. I know, I can do that. I'm the host of the show. I decided I'm voting for Megatron, right?
Oh.
All hail Megatron. Yeah, global we want global domination. Election 24. Do you see that sign? That was a great sign you found there, Super Don.
Yeah, you know, there's always a joker somewhere, and you know, this is great because you're looking down the street and there's this, you know, this person's campaign sign and this person's campaign sign, and they created their own campaign sign that mm-hmm. says "All hail Megatron for global domination."
Now that's truth in advertising. where's the truth candidate this time around? You know, we need a Ron Paul. You know, even if it's for global domination, at least, you know, let's be straight up about it so you know what you're voting for.
I don't know. Could you really go wrong with Megatron? Probably wouldn't be much worse than anybody else, right?
Right. But what was the good guy? Is Megatron his name, or is he the bad guy?
Megatron was the bad guy, and
Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime. That's it.
Yeah, the good guy. So we don't know who would be Democrat or Republican in this point. Probably if he was for freedom, he'd be the libertarian, and then they'd say he's a potential terrorist, so they wouldn't allow him to run. But that's the way it goes today here. Anyway, it's Election Day 2014 in America. If you're listening even after the fact, hopefully you're still enjoying it as much as we are on the day that it is going out to the world. 866-939-2355, robertscadbell.com. We've got some news on vaccine pushback. A dad came up with a good list. If your pediatrician tries to, you know, convince you to experiment on your children. You know, recently I've told you a story of my daughter's friend. They're nine years old, okay? Yesterday we covered a brutal story about a child who had been paralyzed by the flu vaccine. We talked about that with Dr. Batari. Can you imagine? I have a nine-year-old daughter. I mean, it's just horrific to think about those things. And this is what's happening. And then the story of her friend who has gone to the pediatrician with horrible allergies. And the doctor put her on four or five medications plus an antibiotic. Now, I don't keep up with these allergy meds because I don't have allergies anymore. But it was, do you remember that, any of the names again? I just don't like to think about them. The allergy medicines, Allegra, right? That was one of them.
You know, it's funny because we're both sitting here kind of, Claritin was one of them,
yep.
There was some nasal spray thing.
Flonase,
that's right.
Yeah, threw all of these drugs at this little nine-year-old girl and then said, hey, here's what I want you to do to the mom. Just start pulling one off. You know, stop one drug after a while when you're on all four or five of them. I'm like, dude, these are doctors. These are licensed doctors with high medical degrees, and they're experimenting on children with drugs. And then, you know, come to find out the update yesterday was that they took her to a specialist. The specialist says, get that kid off of all of those drugs. So the specialist was thinking at least some level of semblance of pharmacological sanity, but then said, we want to get her into the sleep clinic and do like a sleep apnea study, make sure she's breathing at night. And, of course, that would lead to the ear, nose, and throat specialist who will do surgery on her sinus cavity to open up the holes of her nose bigger so all that sinus snot will fill the bigger holes, just like it did for me. Nothing to address the underlying cause of the ailment. They know nothing about... she was actually using the silver hydrosol spray into the nose, and every time she used it, it was clearing her nose up. Of course, it wouldn't last forever because it wasn't a cure for the allergies. The allergies are seated in the gut. And none of these doctors were picking up on that at all. Even the allergy doctors, they might acknowledge it, but they've got no tools to heal the gut. They give you antibiotics, which was one of the drugs they gave this little girl. So we go now to the field of oncology. And, you know, this is one where I would want to ask you a question out there, the listener. Have you had experiences like this, not only with pediatricians trying to promote vaccines, but putting these kids on multiple drugs at the same time that have never been tested? So I guess that means it's time for a question of the day. Could be a comment.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes, you too can ask a question of the day by calling us at 866-939-2355 or go to robertscadbell.com, submit your question there, or you can leave a message anytime. This, I guess, is more of a comment of the day, but it brings a lot of questions to mind in my mind. Starts out this way, and again, Super Don, you are loved. I tell you what, this is from Christine. She says, love you, Robert, Super Don, and team. See, it's the whole team is loved.
The whole team.
The whole team. The big team. Is that you and me?
Well, I mean, we've got other people on the team.
What about Matt on the board? Matt should be loved.
Look, GCN is part of the team. We got Rasha Batar. We've got Ty Bollinger. We've got, Frank King. We've got Dr. Newsom. We're all part of Paul Bertiero.
I think that's what we're talking about. Love the team. Yeah. All right. I never miss a show, she says. I wanted to let you know about Mayo's official policy on medical marijuana. That's the Mayo Clinic, right? I think we've talked about the Mayo Clinic before over the years, including with Dr. Nick Gonzalez, who talked about that and other highfalutin, well-respected cancer clinics. What do you think the marijuana policy is from the Mayo Clinic?
I always try to stay positive. I think they might have something good to say or maybe be at least open to looking at it.
No, the Mayo Clinic is more likely to support mayonnaise for cancer cure than cannabis. Their statement is it doesn't work and we do not support its use. And of course, this is the hospital that is like the highest level standard of care, according to a lot of people that are into cancer care, you know, allopathic cancer care. And Christine says, ugh, with an exclamation point. She says, my experience with Mayo has been bad from a medical perspective in so much as their top hepatologist this is the clincher here, right? I kind of hinted at that your snot-nosed, pimple-faced, acne kid, if you're working at a health food store, and I don't mean that to be derogatory. I mean, there are a lot of young people working in stores and health food stores that are learning a lot of stuff. And on average, you can query that kid about things related to the liver, the kidneys, the digestive system, and they will know more than most medical doctors. I'm not kidding you. You can ask them questions, and they're more studied in the realities of functional organ health than the doctors at, for instance, the Mayo Clinic. So here's the example from Christine. She says their top hepatologist, again, liver specialist, you know, liver cancer specialist, did not know what glutathione was.
Oh.
Yeah. Said he had never heard of it and asked how to spell it. Asked how to spell it. It was a scary experience. I ran like Forrest Gump out of there.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, this is something we've talked about before. You know, if you look at the amount of education that the doctors get when it comes to things like nutrition, it's literally just not there. They don't get, you know, very little training when it comes to anything having to do with nutrition.
You got a liver specialist who doesn't know what glutathione is.
I know, Robert, but the liver specialist has been trained in what drug you give for somebody who's got a liver problem. We know this.
Well,
it's not about how do you eat differently in order to heal your liver or how to detoxify your liver. It's about how can we give a pill that's going to take care of a symptom having to do with the liver.
It's incredible. Really, I mean, as much as I try to give some credit where credit is due to the medical profession, good Lord, doctor herpetologist, that's a lizard doctor, never mind.
He probably knows what glutathione is.
He probably knows what glutathione is, you're right. Read the book by Bert Berkson on alpha lipoic acid, for God's sake. Do something good for the liver. You're right.
Are you serious? A herpetologist is a lizard doctor?
Well, he studies, you know, reptiles, but yeah, could be a lizard doctor, I guess, if you want. But I'm beside myself with this one. The liver, you know, they spend all of their time on pathology, right? The study of the diseases, right? Diseased organs. We look at all the things, so they're very well versed in diseases. And then they spend a lot of time on pharmacology, some on pharmacognosy, different aspects of the drugs they will use to treat these diseases. But literally nothing on the function, although they should know what phase two conjugation pathways are. But at the same time, would they know that they're selenium dependent? And that is what is critical for the production of glutathione and what glutathione does. Detoxifies the liver, the cells of the body. And for a liver doctor at Mayo Clinic to not know that, of course, it's the only way he or she could do their job of poisoning the patients to death in most cases. Because if they understood what glutathione is, they could never do that job in good conscience. Because they could recognize, like, the things in The Quest for the Cures continues with Ty Bollinger. TMB put this amazing thing together with so many docs, including, as you mentioned, Superdon Dr. Newsom. You know, we've got so many keys to unlock the power to heal right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that require no medical degrees. In fact, it's better if you don't have one, because then you don't have to spend 10 years unlearning the garbage and still be stuck in that mindset like most doctors are. We will heal the liver. We will give it the selenium it needs. Some will do the precursor like a NAC and an acetylcysteine or alpha-lipoic acid or dandelion or milk thistle or juice beets. Or I could go on and on and on. Glutathione production enhanced by the One World Whey, the non-denatured whey protein. There's so many extraordinary things that can be done. And Dr. Newsom's Super Earth Energy and his digestive detox and the Inflammagon. All of these things facilitating the river of life, like moving things out of the body that don't belong there anymore, the waste, while also enhancing the ability of delivery into the body. And, of course, that river flows on water. The water we use is from the Echo Water System, robertswater.com, so check that out as well. But check out Dr. Newsom, D-R-N-U-Z-U-M, drnewsom.com. And you won't want to go a day without some Super Earth Energy, at least. Let me see here. Here's some digestive detox as well, since we're talking about the liver. Super Don knows way more than this heptologist at the Mayo Clinic about the liver. I'll put you hands down in a pop quiz against him any day.
How can you not after being on this show and hearing everything that hearing so many things that you just that doctor did not hear about, know about, or probably even care about when he was going through medical school? Yeah. It's just not in the curriculum.
Yeah. Hey, did you let your kids eat Halloween candy? I know your kids are grown, so it's not an issue for you, Super Don.
Yeah. No,
what if you told your kids? What if the kids that you had ate that stuff and you let them, but you said, oh, sorry, kids, I ate all of it before you could get any? What would they sound like? We'll get to hear that. Also, do you have a shy bladder? There's some people very upset with Rob Lowe about this. So stand by for that and a whole lot more right here. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are there.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, if you have to take a potty break, wait until the top of the hour, okay? And if you do, we hope you're not offended by what we're going to say this segment here on the Robert Scabell Show. Have you seen these Rob Lowe ads for DirecTV? The super cool Rob Lowe is trying to encourage you to unplug from cable and get the satellite, right?
Right.
And then, you know, he's cross-compared to the uncool Rob Lowe. And one of the uncool Rob Lowe's has trouble urinating when anybody else is in the room, right? So, you know, it's like you go to a public restroom, you just can't go. I don't know if it's like a paranoia thing. Are they looking at me? What? But there's evidently...
It's a phobia.
It's a phobia. I don't know if it's in the DSM-5 or not, but there's groups that are upset about this. You be the judge of this. Let's listen to cool Rob Lowe and the Rob Lowe that has a problem peeing in public.
Fact. DirecTV has been ranked higher than cable for over 10 years.
Fact. I can't go with other people in the room.
Don't be like this, me. Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
I can't go with other people in the room. And so it's just silly. He's got a few different ones of this. I mean, it's not the funniest commercial. It's not like a lot of the insurance ones that are really laugh-out-loud funny. But, you know, they're getting attention, right? And they're getting attention from some of the wrong people because Steve Soifer, CEO of the International Paruresis Association, he estimates that some 7% of Americans have some form of this shy bladder syndrome. They're offended, and they want DirecTV to stop airing this ad.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Do you need special protection if you can't pee in a public restroom? Let's check. We got to check with Clay Aiken. What's his position on this? Because we know Megatron's not going to care about it. He's definitely going to go, I don't care.
We've got a comment from Clay Aiken?
I was just thinking Clay Aiken might have a comment on this.
Oh.
He's a sensitive male.
Apparently he has nothing to say either. So.
No, nothing to say. Nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, this guy is saying they're offended. And one of the things he says, you know, what if he didn't have a leg or an arm? Are you going to make fun of him then?
Don't be like this Rob Lowe with no legs or no arms.
Yeah.
Disconnect from cable. I mean, come on. Of course, there's always going to be someone to be offended by something.
Right.
Mate, you know, apologies to anybody who's shy urinating in a public restroom.
I don't know. Golly,
man. Just wait for the stall to open. All right? Don't drink a six-pack of beer when you're in public. I mean, there are ways to avoid having to be in a situation where you're worried about whether Rob Lowe is making fun of you or not. Just saying. Right. Just saying. Now, Jimmy, is it Jimmy Kimmel that does this every year?
Uh-huh.
He has a bit where parents, you know, he says to parents, when the kids wake up after Halloween the next morning, tell them that you ate all of their candy, and then let's get it on video.
Right.
And Superdon, you say it's much funnier to watch their reaction than to listen.
So funny. I am putting this up on the social media, on the Facebook and Twitter right now, but you've got to see the facial expressions. But we did a short clip of that from the Jimmy Kimmel Show, so you can hear the kids' reactions.
Imagine the faces of these children that are being told that their parents ate all of their Halloween candy.
Josh, why are we eating all your candy?
Why?
Because it was good.
You ruined my life!
Yeah, we ate it all while you were sleeping.
No! All of it?
All of it.
Every single bite?
Yeah.
You must have a bellyache.
I got hungry last night.
Eat an apple. I told you not to.
Yeah. You know what? I'm offended by the parents who would actually let their kids eat that stuff. Where do I get a little slack here? Right.
Right.
Parents that are feeding their kids that stuff. I like the little kid that said, "You ate all of it. You must have a bellyache." Now, that's a fun kid.
No, it's good. And there's actually several others there. But, you know, the interesting thing to me was that you have some kids that were just acting like they were going to die. And then you had some kids that were acting like they were angry. And then, believe it or not, there were some kids there that were just kind of like, okay, well, it's no big deal. There's always next year.
I thought
it was interesting to see the different ways the kids react.
You know, that kind of kid's going to go far in life. They'll be all right.
Sir.
Yeah. They'll get along. They'll find a way. All right. Well, that's it for this hour. We got a whole other hour coming up. I hope you're excited about it as I am. We got to tackle the dunderheaded pediatricians trying to convince you to experiment on your children with needles. You ready? 866-939-2355. If you want to call in, the phone lines are open. And GMOs on the ballot, too. Stick around. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.